Welcome, folks, to another community radio interview. I'm Manuela, and this is CJRO Local First. The Casbah Springs Optimist Club is getting ready for another winter carnival. 3 days of music, fun, games, and food from January 23rd to January 25th. To talk about this year's carnival, on the phone is Lucy Regimbald, treasurer of the Casbah Springs Optimist Club.
Hello.
Hello, Lucy. Thank you for making time to talk to us. You must be very busy before the carnival. Is this year's carnival going to be a bigger event than the last one?
Well, I don't know if it's going to be a bigger event, but I know that there's a lot of interest in it. The band on the Friday night sets this off really well. This year, CJRO is going to actually put it on air live. So all the clients of CJRO will be able to listen to it as this is actually happening at the community center.
Yes.
But please do come. I mean, it's never like the real thing is whenever you're there and listening to them and of course the crowd. So that would be definitely a good evening. Mm-hmm. The meal just before that is also a little bit more elaborate. So you have all these food that will be served for you and it's cheap. All this stuff happens because I have tremendous sponsors, people that actually contribute and cover the actual cost of things. Mm-hmm. So this way, the Optimist Club makes money on all of these individual activities.
Yes.
And with that money, we actually do more activities for the kids, and there's a lot of them coming up. So that's Friday. And then, of course, the Saturday is the famous Flintstone curling. The flyer's not even out. And the minute I put it in the communique, the phone and the iPad and everything starts ringing, and within no time, I have 24 teams. So obviously, that is a very popular event. Oh, and I should say on a Friday, we have a bake sale. There's anybody listening to us out there, Lise Desjardins is the one that takes care of the bake sale. Okay. And her number is in the flyer itself for the carnival.
Yep.
So you just reach out to her. And again, this is another good fundraiser. Last year, I think we did close to $750 just by selling, auctioning, I should say, the desserts that were prepared. So this is something else. We'll also have a little bit of a novelty. There's four tickets to see an Ottawa 67 games, and that will also be up for bid in the silent auction. So there'll be two packages. So if anybody likes to go and see the 67, likes the kids, likes to help out the club at the same time, you just bid on those whenever we start it all off. So that'll be for sure. And then the Sunday, we finish with our lovely brunch. Mm-hmm. And that's also very popular, very good food. Mm-hmm. And we wrap it up with the family bingo early afternoon. So it'll be a busy weekend. The kitchen is going all Saturday. So again, there's food there. Overall, that's your carnival.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah, I mean, you can't go wrong.
No.
You meet people in the community. You eat good food.
Yes.
There's booze offered on the Saturday and the Friday night.
Yeah.
And then you have a good time. So that's the purpose of doing this carnival, not only to do a fundraiser, but it's to get the community together. And that's what it is. Yeah.
Thank you for mentioning that. That's important. And
yes, it is.
Do you have enough volunteers? Do you need any volunteers for this event?
For now, actually, I have a few of them that reached out from previous activities that they've been, and I'm solid. I've got pretty well everybody that I need.
That's
now,
great.
The only thing we need to cross our fingers for is that my maintenance guys get some ice for that Flintstone curling on the Saturday, but it looks like by Thursday the coldness is coming back, so we might be again very lucky, so we'll see. And then I should maybe pass the message again. The booklet that's been distributed via Canada Post, and then we actually put some in some mailbox that are not serviced by Carlsbad, please look at the people in there. Look at the businesses. These are local businesses. These are people that take some of their money to take time to put an ad in the booklet. Now, you have people, plumbers, you have electricians, you have water haulers. There's all kinds of stuff there.
Yeah.
And you have all their numbers. Keep the booklet. It's almost like a local yellow pages. That's what it is. And then there's another additional thing to this.
Yeah.
Inside the booklet, you have 6 coupons from A&W, which is the Boundary Road, the one that's in our place. They offer a Mama Burger for $3.99. So this is twofold.
Yeah.
One, the A&W wants to see how many people locally will actually use the coupon. And the other thing for us, it makes us know how much people actually retain the actual booklet. So please go ahead, use those $3.99 Mama Burgers, and it helps them and it helps us. Yes. And obviously it helps them, the people eating it, because they're going to have a good burger.
Can residents from other communities, neighbors of Casbah Spring, attend the carnival?
They certainly can. But like I said, though, the curling, they'll be coming in as observers because I have already my 24 teams. So that's solid. The rest of the band, it's open at night on the Friday night. The bingo, everybody can come in. First come, first serve. If the place is too packed, well, then we'll, you know, that's what it is. But I mean, otherwise, yes, they can attend. It would be our pleasure to introduce them to the community. Please attend. I mean, it is a community event. I had people telling me that they started to attend just a few years ago, and it's people that stayed in the community for a long time. Just, you know, they never had the time to actually attend. And now that they do, they're happy to come. So, and everybody chats. Everybody talks to everybody. So it's a good meeting place.
Thank you.
No problem. Anytime, Manuela.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.